Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, you know, last year, the tail of the tape is in. Most asset classes had a difficult time last year. We got to talk a little bit about how the year shaped up relative to what we expected at the beginning of the year, because there were some big surprises last year.
And I think when we put this into context, what frustrates most investors is they have an expectation that's what's going to happen throughout the year, and if it doesn't materialize, they're disappointed, and you start to see reactions based on that, either exiting out of the markets, not investing, selling at bad times, not protecting yourself for these kind of issues, regardless if it's an outlier or a black swan position, or if it's stuff that you can actually see in the data. And I think that's what happens. So it's January again. People are going to have certain expectations of what's going to happen this year, and if it materializes or not will determine on how you react to your portfolio. So I think we need to talk to some of our experts that we work closely with to see what their expectations were last year, where some things surprised them, and what the opportunities are for this year.
And we can learn. We're going to bring on Andrew McCreath in just a second, but we can learn from a review of last year, because when we look in hindsight, everything's obvious. Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it's important you go back to the beginning of the year. What was the expectation? What changed during that year to understand what the impacts were? Because if we understand those impacts, then we can look in, you know, in the next segment, we can look forward to how do we take advantages? What are the opportunities? And where do we need to protect? Andrew McCreath is the CEO and the CIO of Forge First Asset Management, a regular recurring guest. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, gentlemen, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Let's kick it off right off the bat. I think we gave you a bit of a setup there. We're interested in taking you back a year from now, back in time. What did you think 2022 was going to look like?
Well, I was of the view that there had been enough liquidity floating around the system that stocks were actually going to be okay. And I say okay, I don't mean great, I say okay, during the first part of the year. But as the year progressed, the U.S. was going to begin to move towards a recession, and that was going to cause a challenge for markets. And that, combined with rising interest rates, equities were going to, you know, end the year either side of flat, as opposed to most forecasts that I read going into 22 suggested it was going to be another really good year for stocks. So when I look back a year from today as to my predictions for 2022, directionally I was correct in that the economy was going to start to weaken. It wasn't going to be a good year for stocks, and interest rates were going to go up. But I was obviously wrong on, you know, how bad a year it tended to be for most stocks, other than energy stocks, which obviously ripped hard to the upside during the front half of the year and had a tougher back half of the year. But the reason for that spread, shall we say, versus, you know, my view of thinking, hey, it's just going to be like a so-so okay year and it being a tough year, was because after I wrote that monthly commentary a year ago, on my website, forgefirst.com, the biggest surprises of the year then occurred right after that writing. First and foremost, you had Chairman Powell do a 180 with respect to his view on monetary policy. He had lost all credibility with the investment community during 2021 because he kept saying that inflation was going to be transient. It was just going to go away. And then in mid-January 22, he did a 180 and he went hardcore hawkish. That was a big surprise. And then, of course, two weeks later, you had Russia invading Ukraine. That was a huge surprise. Those were the two biggest surprises for 22, gentlemen. I would say the last surprise is my view that most market observers still just don't get the fact that in the fall of 2021, we reached an inflection point for the macro environment for financial assets. We hit a regime change where monetary policy was going from being accommodative, printing money, to actually shrinking liquidity. And fiscal policy also changed because there was lots of largesse. And now that's going the other way too. So I think we've entered a period where returns are going to be tougher, risk is going to be higher, financial advice is needed, and I don't think the investment community has fully accepted that. Those would be my three surprises from 2022, Faisal and David.
Yeah, Andrew, I would actually agree with you with that, because when we go further in from when the beginning of the year when Russia invaded Ukraine, it was maybe a couple of months in, you heard a whole bunch of reports from all these geopolitical experts saying, oh, it's going to be a few months issue. It'll be done by the summer. It'll be done by the fall. Mm-hmm. And now we're in the new mm-hmm. year. It's still going on. When we talked about inflation, it's you know, temporary. It's a transitionary period. It's not going to be sticky. You know, that changed in the forecast of many financial observers out there. And the regime change. Oh, no, we're gonna cut interest rates. Even the market today is saying the same thing. We saw that there was like a resistance to accept what's in front of us. And so given that last year, there were some adjustments that had to be made in people's portfolios. You did a great job in 2022 in preserving capital, growth in some areas. What was the thing that you did in 2022 that made you say, you know what, we better protect more than try to profit at this point? And how did you do it?
Well, I've had the good fortune of working with your team for several years. I know you did a lot of due diligence on me, perhaps to my frustration before we started to do business together. But bottom line is, you did a lot of due diligence on me. And of course, I'm very thankful for the business that we do together. And you guys know that my methodology for managing client capital is to keep it simple, stick to your knitting, and have a very disciplined approach to managing client capital. So the way we manage client capital at Forge First is we are involved in large, liquid North American stocks, as opposed to small caps and speculative securities and all that stuff. In addition to that, we also have a diversified short book. We always have that. And we use options, put options to hedge systemic risk. So entering 2022, we reduced our what's called net exposure to the marketplace, meaning we increased our put option positions, we reduced our exposure to financial markets, and we hedged our book a lot more. And so our conservative alternative fund, not only did it make just shy of 2% net last year, offering now a three-year compound return of about 9.4% net after fees, at one-third the volatility of the market, it also missed each of the seven drawdowns that the market experienced during 2022. And the recipe for delivering that type of sleep-at-night performance was the disciplined approach of always having a short book, using listed index put options to hedge systemic risk. We believe that, you know, that is always going to be a part of what we do. Sometimes we're going to have more of it versus less of it. Right now, we've got a little less of it, but still a lot of it, because we believe that we are going to see earnings estimates go down for North American public companies as they release their fourth quarter results. I mean, look at what the big U.S. bank said on Friday. Their fourth quarter results were fine, but frankly, they all reduced their outlook for the financial results in 2023. So the market's trading at, call it 17 and a half times forward earnings for the S&P 500. You cut estimates by, say, 5%, that puts it up to 18 times forward earnings, which is not a cheap stock market, especially if interest rates are going to be, you know, pick a number, guys, 3% or 3.5% for a 10-year bond versus 1%, which we're not getting to. And especially if service inflation stays sticky and the Fed doesn't cut interest rates in the back half of the year, like the market is saying the Fed is going to do based on the pricing of bonds right now today. So we think it's going to be, you know, a choppy year again, although when we come out of 23, we would expect markets to end the year with a positive return to investors for all of 2023. But the road is going to be rocky, guys.
The road is going to be rocky, and that's what Andrew's been talking about. We're also going to be talking about this and how you profit and protect in your portfolio as you go through retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 24th at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now, you need to reserve your seats, so you have to reach out by going to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Coming up after the break, Andrew's going to talk about the opportunities for 2023. Join us after the break. You're listening to QR Calgary.